From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Susan Yawkey reporting. Thousands rally as Turkey mourns. Thousands of people gathered in central Ankara today, many of them chanting slogans against the Turkish government as the country mourned the victims of twin bombings at a peace rally that killed at least 95 people. Some of the crowd assembled near the scene of Saturday's bombings left flowers for the victims after initially being blocked by a heavy police presence. Dorian Jones has more on the story.
Video shot at the peace rally captured the festive atmosphere moments before the blast, then carnage. The two explosions caused by suspected suicide bombers tore through the crowd, causing death and what witnesses described as horrendous injuries. Ambulances and even taxis rushed the wounded to nearby hospitals. The rally, organised by Turkey Civic Society and the pro-Kurdish movement, was expected to draw tens of thousands of people, calling for an end to the fighting between the Turkish security forces and the Kurdish rebel group, the Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK. So far, no group has claimed responsibility for Saturday's attack. But in July, the Islamic State group was blamed for a suicide bombing targeting pro-Kurdish activists, killing more than 30 activists. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
A Taliban suicide car bomber has attacked a convoy of foreign troops in Kabul during the morning rush hours. An Afghan police officer said three civilians were wounded, but would not say whether any foreign troops were hurt in today's attack. Ambulances were seen leaving the site in a busy part of the Afghan capital. Local television stations showed live pictures of a destroyed military vehicle. A spokesman for the NATO-led Resolute Support Mission has confirmed its convoy was hit. From Washington, this is VOA News. Russia says it has stepped up airstrikes against Islamic State extremists in Syria in support of Syrian troops who have seized two villages north of Hama since late Friday. A Russian Defense Ministry spokesman, speaking to Russian reporters Saturday, linked the rising number of strikes to the significant growth in the number of ground targets detected through aerial and satellite reconnaissance. In Washington, top U.S. defense officials held a secure video conference with their Russian counterparts as part of a push to promote safe flight operations in increasingly crowded Syrian airspace. Pentagon spokesman Peter Cook described the talks as professional and said they focused narrowly on air safety procedures. President Obama says a Trans-Pacific Partnership deal reached this past week between the U.S. and 11 other nations promotes American values and protects American workers. In his weekly address, Mr. Obama said the so-called TPP will open new markets to American products and boost the U.S. economy at the same time.
95% of the world's consumers live outside our borders. 95%. They want to buy American products. They want our cars, our music, our food. And if American businesses can sell more of their products in those markets, they can expand and support good jobs here at home.
The trade pact still needs to be ratified by all the governments of the countries involved. Israel carried out an airstrike early today in the Gaza Strip that killed a pregnant Palestinian woman and her young daughter. The Israeli military said the strike was done in response to rocket attacks from Gaza and targeted two Hamas weapons manufacturing facilities. It reported Saturday that a rocket was intercepted over Hof Ashkelon, just north of Gaza, by Israel's Iron Dome missile defense system. Medics in Gaza said the woman and child died when the building they were in collapsed from the strike. Several other people were injured. Also today, the military said a Palestinian woman detonated a bomb inside a car at a checkpoint in the West Bank, wounding one police officer. The violence followed yet more stabbing attacks in the Old City area of East Jerusalem on Saturday. A former investigator with the Republican-led congressional committee examining the attacks in Benghazi, Libya in 2012, says he was fired after resisting pressure to focus his investigative work on Hillary Clinton and the State Department, an allegation the committee denies. Air Force Reserve Major Bradley Podlyska, who describes himself as a conservative Republican, told the New York Times and CNN that in March, the panel abandoned its broader investigation of the events that led up to the deaths in Benghazi of four Americans, including Ambassador J. Christopher Stevens. Podlyska said the committee turned all of its attention to Clinton and the State Department. I'm Susan Yawkey in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.